Okay, let's just start. We start with meditation. Getting ready to receive Krishna in the form of his teaching in Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing through ears which are open for everybody automatically, but for understanding we need mind, presence of mind. So to increase the concentration of mind, to focus the mind for understanding the words of Lord Sri Krishna from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we start with meditation. So Shravan has three parts: hearing, understanding and practicing. Shravan, Manan, Nidhyasan. So Shravan is through, say first part, hearing is through ears. In any language, anybody speaks, sounds will enter the ear, but mind can understand only the language which we know. But only it will understand the language which we know if there is a concentration of the mind. But for practicing we need the heart. Only we are willing, then we can practice. So for the concentration of the mind, let us pray at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Devaki Nandanaya cha. Nanda Gopa Kumaraya. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara. Sri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
So you're all welcome for this Friday evening class at Sri Radha Behrineshwar, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Temple, ISKCON, Behrin, Balaram Desh. Sunday we are discussing Bhagavad Gita as it is 12th chapter, the devotional service. And the verse which is under discussion today is the last verse of the process of devotional service, and from verse 13th, the qualities or the characteristics of the devotee starts. So let us all recite this verse. Karan Vishwar nahi aaya? Okay. So the verse for today's discussion is Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. Jnanat dhyanam visheshyate. Dhyanat karam phalatyagyam. Tyaga shantir anantaram. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. Jnanat dhyanam visheshyate. Dhyanat karam phalatyaga. Tyaga shantir anantaram. Shreya. Shreya means better. Better means comparison. Better means it's better than something. Shreya jnanam abhyasat. Knowledge is better than abhyas. Abhyas means practice. Knowledge is better than practice. Jnanat dhyanam visheshyate. Jnanas means knowledge. Better than knowledge is meditation. Dhyana. Dhyana means meditation. So, from jnana, dhyana is higher. Dhyanat karam phalatyagas. From dhyana, from meditation, higher is karam phalatyaga. Renouncing the fruits of action. Fruit of karma. Tyaga shantir anantaram. By renunciation. Tyaga. By giving up the fruits of the actions, one will get shantim anantaram, long lasting peace. Anantaram. Continuous, uninterrupted, long lasting peace by tyaga. Tyaga means giving up something. So this is the conclusive last verse by Sri Krishna about the practice of devotional service. It is starting from ये तु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मयि सन्यस्य मत्पराः अनन्य नैव योगेन माम ध्यायन्त उपासते. Starting from this verse, verse 6 of this chapter. In these 7 verses, how to practice devotional service is explained. Ye tu sarvani karmani. Ye tu means this Akshar Brahm, what I have described, they also reached me after a great trouble, different from them. Tu means next. I am speaking now back towards devotees. Now I am stopped impersonal thing. Ye tu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya. All actions living unto me, mai sanyasya, living unto me, sab kam mere upar chod dena. Ye tu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya, mere upar chod do, live unto me. Ye tu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya mat paraha. Why you live unto me? Because mat paraha, I am the supreme object for you. Ananya naya yogena mam dhyayanta upasate. Ananya yogena. Ananya means uninterrupted. Ananya means one single minded. Yogena, by devotional service. Mam dhyayanta upasate, meditating upon me and sitting near to me. Is not meditating on me, but I am somewhere else and I am not invisible. If they sit in front of me and then meditate, do meditation. How to do this meditation? Prabhupada said, when you decorate the deity in the temple, this is samadhi with open eyes. This is a meditation with open eyes. Khuli aankh ki samadhi. You see the lotus feet, you put the tulsi leaf with the sandan paste at the lotus feet of the Lord. Then you put some ornament at the ankle of the Lord. Then you decorate each and every limb of the Lord. This is meditation. This is dhyanat. Upasate. Upasate means sitting near to me and meditating on me in this way. Ye tu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matpara ananya naiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate. Manu, if suppose Krishna, Arjuna is asking, so if somebody leaving everything unto you, engaging in devotional service, sitting near to you and meditating on you, what will he get? What will he get? Tesham. For those who are practicing devotional service like this, satat tesham mrityu sansara sagarat bhavami nicharat parat mayaveshit chetsam. Tesham, for them, mrityu sansara sagarat. This world is called mrityu sagar. Everybody is dying. Sagar means ocean. Mrityu sansara sagarat bhavami nicharat parat. I will deliver him from this ocean of repeated and birth and death. Nicharat, quickly. Now if there is an ocean and you want to really cross over the ocean, either you have, now either you must be knowing how to swim, or else you will learn swimming under some guidance. If you don't have these two things, what is the third possible thing? You just sit in some boat. Very simple. Himalaya mein ek yogi rehta tha, 20 saal tapasya karke niche utar ke aaya. Kisi ne pucha, 20 saal mein kya mila aapko? What you gained in 20 years of meditation? He said, I can walk on the water as on the land. पानी के ऊपर मैं चल के नदी क्रॉस कर सकता हूं। एक आदमी ने कहा चाराने का काम सीखा 20 साल में। इज ओनली 25 पैसा वर्थ ऑफ वर्क यू हैव लर्न इन 20 इयर्स। व्हाई? इसे चाराने में नाव में क्रॉस करूंगा, इसमें कौन सी बड़ी बात? वी कैन क्रॉस द रिवर इन 400। यू हैव वेस्टेड 20 इयर्स जस्ट फॉर दिस जॉब। सो व्हाट कृष्णा इज सेइंग, मृत्यु संसार सागर में मैं भक्ति की नाव बनाया, आई मेड ए बोट ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस। यू जस्ट सिट इन दिस बोट एंड यू सिंपली मई आवेशित चेत साम, मई आवेशित चेत साम। चेत साम मीन्स माइंड। माइंड, दिस इज माई रियलाइजेशन। माइंड हैज टू डिपार्टमेंट्स, वन इज इंफॉर्मेशन डिपार्टमेंट एंड अदर इज फोटो गैलरी। इन कंप्यूटर यू हैव इन योर डॉक्यूमेंट्स सम माई पिक्चर्स एंड माई इंफॉर्मेशन। सो वन पार्ट ऑफ द माइंड इज इंफॉर्मेशन, वेयर ऑल द इंफॉर्मेशन इज देयर, एंड द अदर पार्ट ऑफ द माइंड इज वेयर द पिक्चर्स आर स्टोर्ड, लाइक गुलाब जामुन। दिस वर्ड it goes in a mind and computer, gulab jamun, then information will send the signals to the picture and gulab jamun picture will be in front in our mind. You can see gulab jamun is a red or a black jamun and juicy jalebi. So this word jalebi goes in mind and the picture will be there. So the one part of the mind store pictures, and the Hindi in picture in Hindi is called chitra. Chitra means photos. Mai aveshit chetasam. They are completely absorbed in seeing my chitra. उनके मन में, उनके चित्त में मैं निवास करता हूं, ऐसे घुस गया हूं कि बाहर निकलता ही नहीं हूं। फॉर दैट टाइप ऑफ डिवोटी दे ऑलवेज कीप कैरी मी विद इन देयर हार्ट। स्विफ्टली आई डिलीवर देम फ्रॉम दिस ओशन ऑफ रिपीटेड बर्थ एंड डेथ। एक महात्मा इस कथा को बताता था कि जब नाव क्रॉस करनी होती है ना, यू वॉन्ट टू क्रॉस समथिंग, देन गांव में थोड़ा पानी के अंदर जाना पड़ता है, फिर नाव में बैठना पड़ता है, फिर नाव वाला चलाता है। चाराने वाला ऐसा होता है, लेकिन जो आठाना देता है और छोटा बच्चा होता है तो नाव चलाने वाला द बोटमैन ही विल कम, ही विल पिक द चाइल्ड इन द लैप एंड विल जस्ट पुट हिम इन द बोट। पांव भी गीला नहीं होने देगा। सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग, इफ यू सिंपली सिट near to me and just watch me and relish the beauty and drink my beauty, then I will take you in lap, put you in the boat, and I will row the boat. You simply focus your gaze on my lotus feet and relish it. But that's all you have to do. Main sari nav chalaunga, tum keval baith ke mera darshan karte rehna, kyunki tumne सब कुछ मेरे ऊपर छोड़ दिया है। मई सन्यास्य, मेरे ऊपर सब कर्म को छोड़ दिया है, मेरे ऊपर चित्त को लगा दिया है, तो मैं तेरे को मृत्यु संसार सागर से तुरंत ही पार करूंगा। इमीडिएटली आई विल डिलीवर यू फ्रॉम दिस ओशन ऑफ मर्थ एंड डेथ। गोद में उठाकर। यू हैव हर्ड दिस वन स्टोरी सम टाइम। The person was a good devotee and always he was feeling the presence of the Lord during his good time. And there came a very tough and hard time and he was feeling that Lord has given me, he has given up me, protecting me, he is no more with me. So he was complaining to the Lord. When my good time was there, you were always with me. In my bad time, you have left me. So God showed him a action replay, old film. and only in the film there were footprints. In a good time there were two set of footprints. He says, yes, yes, this is your footprint, this is my footprint. You are always with me in a good time, mere saath the aap. And the, when the tough, hard time came, there were only one set of footprints. And he was saying, see only one footprint. You left me, I am alone. And then Lord is looking towards him. He said, watch closely. Whose footprints are these? They are my footprints. You are not able to walk. I have taken you in my lap. These are my footprints. They are not your footprints. So this is what Krishna is saying. I will take you in my lap and make you sit in the boat of devotional service and make you cross this ocean of birth and death. You simply may avesit chetsa. You simply focus your gaze and drink the beauty of my lotus face. That's all. Mayev manadhastva mai buddhim niveshaya. Then Krishna is saying, this is what I will do for you. So Krishna, Arjuna might have asked, what is the meaning of mai aveshit chetsam? What is mai aveshit chetsam? How can I absorb my mind in you? Then Krishna is giving this instruction. Mai ev mana adhastva mai buddhim niveshaya. Mai ev mana adhastva. This adhastva means dvasa. Deposit your mind in my locker. You know, what are the things which are most dear to you and were most valuable where you keep them? In lockers for safety, because they can be stolen. और ये मन भी बहुत लोग चुरा के जाते हैं. लोग कहते हैं मेरा कोई दिल चुरा के गया. सो कृष्णा इज वेरी स्मार्ट. इज सेइंग डिपॉजिट योर माइंड विथ मी. मैं आवेशित चेतसा. व्हाई? बिकॉज अदरवाइज इट ऑलवेज गिव्स यू ट्रबल. दिस इज माइंड व्हिच गिव्स यू ट्रबल ऑल द टाइम्स. लेट अस हैव ए ट्रेड. यू डिपॉजिट योर माइंड विथ मी इन फिक्स्ड डिपॉजिट. आई विल गिव मी माई सेल्फ टू यू. This is the best business you can do with me. Mai arpit mano buddhir. You? Mai ev mana adhastva. Why? Because otherwise your mind will take you somewhere else. It's very difficult to control. You cannot control. Like, you have naughty son. He's not following your instruction. What the parents do? They will put in some hostel. They are putting a hostel for the discipline or not? Hostel mein bhejte hai na? Is it common practice or not? So this, your child mind is very naughty and abstinent. Admit him in my hostel. I will discipline him. That is the meaning of mai ev man adhastva. Man mujh mein rakh do mere paas. Deposit kar. Nahi to koi chura ke le jayega. कहीं और चला जाएगा. बहुत चंचल है. मई एव मनादस्व मई बुद्धिम निवेशया. निवास बोलते हैं घर को. ये किसका निवास है? बुद्धि में मेरे को बिठा दो अथवा मेरे को मुझ में निवास कराओ. बुद्धि में मुझको निवास कराओ. सो लेट योर इंटेलिजेंस बी दी residence place for me. Buddhi Bhagavan kehte hain, buddhi mein mujhe nivas karao. Hum Bhagavan se mangte kya hain? Gayatri mantra mein mangte kya hain? Dhi mahi, buddhi do. Krishna is giving intelligence to all. बुद्धि सबको देता है लेकिन बुद्धि योग सबको नहीं देता है. देयर इज अ डिफरेंट बिटवीन बुद्धि एंड बुद्धि योग. बुद्धि तो गधे को भी दी है खाना खाने की, बच्चे पैदा करने की, सब इंसान को ये तो बुद्धि दी है, इंटेलिजेंस गिवन टू एवरीबडी हाउ टू मेंटेन एंड लिव इन दिस वर्ल्ड, बट बुद्धि योगी ओनली गिव्स टू वेरी फ्यू चोजन एंड सिलेक्टेड दोज तेषाम सतत युक्ता नाम भजताम प्रीति को पूर्वकम दोज विथ लव ऑलवेज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन हिम एंड रिमेम्बरिंग हिम एंड चैंटिंग हिज होली नेम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे. देन ही गिव्स बुद्धि योग, ही गिव्स बुद्धि टू एवरीबडी अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज एलिजिबिलिटी, बट इज ओनली गिविंग बुद्धि योग. बुद्धि योग केवल उनको देता है जो अपने आप को भगवान के समर्पित करता है. तो यहां बुद्धि योग का मतलब तेरी बुद्धि मेरे से जोड़ के रखो, इसको बुद्धि योग बोलते हैं. बुद्धि योग मीन्स कृष्ण के साथ बुद्धि जुड़ी हुई हो. द इंटेलिजेंस शुड बी यूनाइटेड कनेक्टेड विथ कृष्ण. मई एव मन आधस्तो मई बुद्धि निवेश है निवश्यसी मई एवत ऊर्ध्वम न संचय. इफ यू डू लाइक दिस यू विल ऑलवेज राइज अप नेवर फॉल डाउन. ऊर्ध्वम मीन्स यू विल गो अप, यू विल प्रोग्रेस ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ स्विफ्टली. अथैतदपि शक्तोसि कर्तुं मद्योगम आश्रित. If you are not able to do this, what can I do? But still you want to come to me, then I'm telling you the other process. So in this way, Krishna is telling, do this, if you're not able to do this, do this. If you're not able to do this, do this. And by this verse, Krishna is saying something which appears, it is just reverse. It's just reverse what Krishna has spoken till now. Bilkul uska exactly reverse dikhega. मई एव मन आदर्श मई बुद्धि निवेश निवेश मई ऊर्ध्वम न संक्षय अत चित्तम समाधातम. अगर चित्त की समाधि नहीं लगा सकते हो, अत चित्तम समाधातम न सकनोशी नहीं लगा सकते हो, न सकनोशी मतलब नहीं से लगा सकते हो. यू आर नॉट एबल टू कंसेंट्रेट यूर माइंड ऑन मी, आई विल डिपॉजिट यूर माइंड विथ मी. अथ ए तद वट इज दिस मई एव मन आधस्त मई बुद्धि निवेश निवेश मई तो ऊर्धम अथ चित्तम समाधातुम न सकनोसी स्त्रिम स्त्रम. इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू डू दिस देन अभ्यास योगेनो ततो माम इच्छाप्तम धनंजय. अभ्यास योगेन देन यू प्रैक्टिस दी मेथड ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस सर्वणम कीर्तनम आदि नौ नाइन डिविजन्स ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. नौ प्रकार की भक्ति का अभ्यास नाम क्या बोलते धनंजय. समाधा तुम न सकनोसी स्त्रम मई स्त्र नहीं रख सकते हो मन को मेरे पास. इट्स वेरी लेस पीपल आर एबल टू गिव माइंड टू कृष्ण. एक भक्त बोलता है भगवान आपके पास सब कुछ है लेकिन एक चीज नहीं है मैंने सुना है. बोला क्या नहीं है? बोला आपके पास मन नहीं होता है ना, मैं आपको मेरा मन दे देता हूं आज से. इज इंटरेस्टिंग वे यू विल बी हैप्पी बिकॉज यू डोंट हैव दिस थिंग सो आई एम गिविंग यू दिस. भगवान को मन नहीं दे सकते हैं और बहुत से लोग नहीं दे सकते हैं. बहुत मुश्किल है. सब कुछ भगवान के ऊपर क्यों छोड़े, हम भी कुछ करेंगे. दिस इज ए प्रॉब्लम, इज अवर प्रॉब्लम. सो कृष्ण इज गिविंग कंसेशन. अभ्यास देन यू प्रैक्टिस द डिवोशनल सर्विस. काय के लिए? फॉर अचीविंग मी. धनंजय, आपका नाम धनंजय है ना, बहुत धन कठा करके लाए थे ना. द अर्जुन्स नेम इज धनंजय बिकॉज फॉर डूइंग द यज्ञ राजसूय यज्ञ करने के समय धन चाहिए. युधिष्ठिर महाराज से इतना धन मैं गवर्नमेंट का यूज नहीं कर सकता हूं, अपना धन लाओ. तो कृष्ण ने कहा पर्वत में जाओ, एक महाराज ने सोने का यज्ञ कर रहा था, सब सामान उधर पड़ा है वहां से लेके आओ। एंड अर्जुन वेंट देयर एंड ही ब्रॉट ऑल द गोल्ड फ्रॉम देयर, इज कॉल्ड धनंजय। तो आप धन प्राप्त कर लिया था ना, पहले आपका नाम धनंजय हो गया ना, अब मैं तेरा प्राण धन हूं, मुझे प्राप्त करो, अभ्यास करो। यू आर धनंजय बट यू हैव कॉन्कर्ड सम अदर वेल्थ, बट नाउ आई एम टेलिंग यू टू हैव मी एज ए वेल्थ। मैं प्राण धन हूं, भक्तों का प्राण धन मैं हूं, तो धनंजय हो तो मैं धन हूं, मेरे को लो ना, तो मुझे प्राप्त करने का प्रयास करो, ट्राई टू हैव मी। अभ्यास योगे न ततो माम इच्छा तुम धनंजय, अभ्यास करो योग का, श्रवण करो, कीर्तन करो, ऑल दिस नाइन प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल यू डू फॉर व्हाट, माम इच्छा तुम, मुझे प्राप्त करने की इच्छा करो, तुम धनंजय हो ना, मैं तेरा धन हूं। दिस व्हाट कृष्ण, व्हाई ही एड्रेस धनंजय, यू कुड हैव सेड सम अदर नेम। एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू हैव समथिंग, टू अचीव समथिंग, एंड एवरीबडी इज टू अचीव सम धन, सम वेल्थ। एंड अर्जुन इज नोन फॉर अक्यूमुलेटिंग वेल्थ, बट कृष्ण इज सेइंग आई एम रियल वेल्थ, यू अचीव मी धनंजय, माम इच्छाप तुम धनंजय। अभ्यास असमर्थोसी, वी आर नॉट एबल टू डू द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस। अभ्यास असमर्थोसी कर्तुम मद योगम आश्रित, देन यू डू सम वर्क फॉर मी, यू आर नॉट एबल टू प्रैक्टिस डिवोशनल सर्विस, देन डू सम वर्क फॉर मी। एंड वेन यू डू वर्क फॉर मी, देन Prabhupada in translation he said, the people who are not able to practice devotional service and become devotee, they do work something, but if they renounce the fruits of their work in the form of wealth to propagate Krishna consciousness, they are also devotees. And somewhere they say, this program of book distribution and life membership is to indirectly make them devotees by inspiring them to be renounced from the fruits of their action. It is common saying, where money goes, mind goes. Jahan paisa jayega, wahan man jayega. Agar wo mandir mein paisa denge, to mandir ko dekhne aayenge. Mandir ko dekhne aayenge, to Bhagwan dekhenge. Bhagwan ko dekhenge, to prasad khayenge. And then they will become devotee. So this is indirectly engaging them in devotional service. आदमी का नेचर है, वेयर द मनी गोज माइंड गोज नेचुरली। अभी भी आपका मन कहां है, आंखें बंद करके आप बताओ आपका मन कहां है, कहां धर्म कहां गिन के रखे हैं, सोना कहां है घर में, वहां मन जाता है कि नहीं जाता है? कहीं भी बैठे हो थोड़ी देर के बाद ऐसे जेब को देखेंगे है कि नहीं है। माइंड गोज वेयर मनी, तो वहां जाएगा ही मन, इट्स वेरी नेचुरल। दिस प्रोसेस इज टोल्ड लाइक दिस, अभ्यास अबस असमर्थोसी मत कर्म परमोभव मदर्थम पि कर्माणि कुर्वन् सिद्धिम अवापश्यसी अथैतदपेक्षक्तोसि कर्तुम मद्योगम आश्रित सर्व कर्म फल त्यागम तत्कुरु यतात्मवान। सारे कर्म के फल का त्याग कर दो, काम करो कम कर्म के फल का त्याग करो। व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ एक्चुअली दिस वन वर्स, इज वेरी 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 इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स ऑफ भगवद गीता। कर्मणेव अधिकारस्ते मा फलेषु कदाचन, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्स? यू हैव राइट टू परफॉर्म योर ड्यूटी बट यू हैव नो राइट फॉर रिजल्ट्स। नाउ इफ यू हैव अ कंपनी एंड समबडी कम्स टू योर कंपनी फॉर सम जॉब, ही सेड यस यस यू हैव ऑल राइट टू डू जॉब बट आई विल नॉट गिव यू सैलरी, विल ही वर्क? इज कृष्ण सेइंग लाइक दिस? भगवान के कहने का ये अभिप्राय है क्या? यू वॉन्ट टू से लाइक दिस? You want to understand what is the meaning of this? Yes. Hey, bache log, yes. Listen to me. You are a student, huh? You are going to a school. Ab jaate ho na school? You are going to a school? You have right to appear in the exam? Have you right to check your paper and give result? Why? Student has a right to appear in the exam. He has no right for his result. Somebody else is going to give result. Is it true or not? That is what Krishna is saying. You cannot give results yourself. Karmanev adhikars ma phaleshu kadachan. Result aapke haath mein nahi hai. Aapke exam khatam ho gaye beta? Huh? Your exams are over? How you feel? Huh? Last exam over. Ah, chutti ho gayi. And you only wrote for 3 hours. Ab examiner sab student ki copy baithega uske baal khusega aise dikha. So who has taken the great trouble? You are the examiner. Einstein ne kaha, if the student has a burden of the result on his head, he will be cursed under that pressure. And most of you are definitely graduates and postgraduates in different sciences and different disciplines. A BE student or an MBA student, if he has to examine himself, do you think you know everything which is prescribed on your course? Huh? All the books you know, then if you have to examine yourself, you will never pass. It is something, somebody else is examining you, therefore he is passing you. This is what Krishna says, you cannot really, you don't know what is the result of what you are doing. It is my job, it is not your job. So karma phala tyagas ka matlab kya hai? Don't be attached to the result of your actions. It doesn't mean that you will not get result. You will get result. But it's not according to your speculation or expectation. It is according to my decision. So he is giving result. It's in his hands. It's not in our hands. So karam phala tyaga. What is the meaning of karam phala tyaga? You do your duty, but leave your result unto me. Our calculation changes every moment. Ek aadmi flight mein tha. He was traveling kar raha tha flight mein. He was eating something nonsense and he got some thorn stuck in the throat. Oh, now he was restless like anything and flight was five hours. How can he suffer? So somehow they announced, is there any doctor in the flight? And by the way, there was one doctor in the flight. And always in the flight, there is an emergency kit. And if there is some doctor, then he can open that kit only. It happened once I was going to Pakistan and somebody got unconscious, say unconscious in the flight, and they announced, is there anybody doctor? Somehow I got up and they gave me the whole kit. I opened the kit and I said, just call the ambulance. And somehow he has a stroke. That lady had this stroke. So that doctor somehow got that thrown out. As he said, doctor, what fee shall I give to you? And doctor said, when you had thorn stuck in your throat, what you were thinking to give me that. And at that time he was saying, my whole thing, I will give all my accumulated money to the one who can relieve from this. But once the thorn is out, he said, is 50 dinar okay? So you give me what you have. When you were in trouble, you were thinking what you can give. Us waqt hum kehte hain, jo kuch hai sab le lo, kuch nahi chahiye humko, bas ye takleef. Lekin takleef mitne ke baad, when the trouble is over, we become so miser and calculate with our miser mind. Teen bhakt collection ke liye jaate the. Bhakt matlab dikhave wale bhakt. आपस में एक दिन मिले, उसने बोले भगवान के लिए कलेक्शन करते, बोले हाँ, फिर भगवान को क्या देते हो? तो पहला बोलता है, मैं जो कलेक्शन लाता हूं, एक सर्कल बनाता हूं धरती पे, पैसे ऊपर भेजता हूं और कहता हूं जो सर्कल में गिरेंगे वो भगवान के बाहर गिरेंगे, वो मेरे. बोला सर्कल कितना बनाते हो? बोला मेरी अंगूठी नीचे रख देता हूं.
circle, so small circle.
तो दूसरा बोलता तुम यार इज नॉट फेयर, इट्स नॉट फेयर. मैं भी सर्कल बनाता हूं, मैं कहता हूं जो बाहर गिरेंगे भगवान वो आपको सर्कल में गिरेंगे, वो मेरे. बोला तुम्हारा सर्कल कितना है? बोला मेरा सारा घर मेरा सर्कल है. तीसरे ने बोला आप दोनों ठीक नहीं करते हो. बोला तुम क्या करते हो? मैं बोला मैं ऊपर भेजता हूं भगवान, तुम्हें चाहिए वो ले लो, बाकी सब मेरे है. This is really, this is our nature. Karma phal tyag is like this. Kya karega? Bhagwan ko kya zarurat hai? When we are in trouble, we promise something. And when trouble is over, Bhagwan ko kya zarurat hai? Kya karega itna? Hare Krishna. Kisi aadmi ne वेंकटेश्वर तिरुपति को कहा कि मेरे को 1,00,000 रुपया कमाई हो जाएगी तो 50,000 आपको दूंगा. कमाई हुई 50,000 न, पहला का जो मिलेगा उसको आधा दे दूंगा, लेकिन मेरे को कम से कम 1,00,000 मिलना चाहिए. मिला 50,000, आधे देने की बात आई तो कहता है भगवान आपने अपना हिस्सा पहले काट लिया. यू हैव टेकन योर शेयर ऑलरेडी. So this is what the way we are thinking. Bhagwan ko kya zarurat hai, kya karega Bhagwan? That's what karma phal tyag means. You just leave everything unto me. Don't speculate like this. Ye sab bahut log aise karte hai. Aur ek Hanuman ji se kisi ne aise kaha tha jungle mein. कि भाई भगत को कहा था हनुमान जी के सामने कि 10 रुपये तुम्हारे को 10,000 दूंगा, दिया 5,000 और हनुमान को जाके उसने लात मारी कि तो तुमको कहा था 10,000 देना, 5,000 दिया. हनुमान ने पांव पकड़ लिया, बोला 5,000 दूसरा लाओ फिर छोड़ूंगा. सो पैसे के मामले में, रिजल्ट के मामले में हम बहुत माइजर. जब हमें चाहिए तब हमारी कैलकुलेशन दूसरी होती है, जब देना होता है तब हमारी ग्रामर, हमारी पूरी मैथमेटिक्स दूसरी हो जाती है. वी हैव ए डिफरेंट मैथमेटिक्स. हरे कृष्णा. सो आफ्टर दिस ग्रेडेशन ऑफ डिवोशनल, ये करो नहीं तो ये करो, यहां करने के बाद दिस वर्स कम्स व्हिच इज वेरी स्ट्रेंज वर्स इज स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम लाइक उस. अभी हमने कहा कर्म था फल त्याग वॉज लास्ट वन. कर्म फल त्याग इज लास्ट वन इन दैट सीरीज. मन मुझको दो, मन नहीं दे सकते हो भक्ति का अभ्यास कर दो, भक्ति का अभ्यास नहीं कर सकते हो तो मेरे लिए काम करो, मेरे लिए काम नहीं कर सकते तो कर्म का फल मुझे दो. इट्स लाइक दिस, गिव योर माइंड एंड इंटेलिजेंस टू मी. इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू गिव देन यू प्रैक्टिस डिवोशनल सर्विस एज ए रेगुलेटेड डिवोशनल सर्विस. यू आर नॉट एबल टू वर्क फॉर मी, इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू वर्क फॉर मी देन गिव दी लीव रिजल्ट ऑफ योर वर्क ऑन टू मी. These are the gradation. And now, see this verse. This verse is stand. Shriyohi jnanam abhyasat. Shriyohi jnanam abhyasat. Abhyas means practice. Practice means practice of devotional service. If we think like that, the jnan means knowledge is higher. Jnana dhyanam vishachati. From the knowledge, higher is meditation. Dhyanat karam phalatyagas. Last of the first series become the highest of this series. Dhyanat karam phalatyagas tyagas shantir anantram. What is the meaning of this? Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, there are two methods of devotional service. One is step by step and the other one is spontaneous. Now step by step is, what is the Gita is a yoga shastra. In Gita there is karma yoga, then there is jnana yoga, then there is dhyana yoga, and then there is bhakti yoga. It's called yoga ladder. Everybody, not where we are, human being ordinary is at animalistic प्लेटफॉर्म। हम पशु के स्तर पे, ह्यूमन इज अ सोशल एनिमल, वी आर एट दैट, हमारे हम खाने के लिए चाहिए, पीने के लिए, देयर इज ए बेस लाइन। एंड फर्स्ट थिंग इज कर्मकांड। What is animalistic life, you want to know? Working, that like everybody is working in this world. Why we are working? For eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that for that purpose we are working. Then it is called karma. Only karma, it's not karma yoga. Karma means doing action, getting result and enjoying. This is animalistic platform. Higher than this is karmakanda. Karmakanda means Vedic yagya, Vedic sacrifices, usme kuch sukh ki ichha ke liye yagya karna, tyag karna, kis cheez ki ichha ke liye, swarg ki ichha ke liye, athwa putra ki ichha ke liye, athwa dandhe ki ichha ke liye, for some material benefit we sacrifice something. It's called karmakand. In karmakand, sometime pandit kahega, bhai bhagwan ke liye bhi kuch karna chahiye. Then first time we enter from karmakand into karma yoga. Karma yoga means, when karma yoga comes, it means Lord Vishnu is partner in our karma. Karma yoga means doing work in connection with Vishnu. And what is our partnership? Say 51% Vishnu and rest ours. That's called sort of partnership which you have here. Usme kya karna padta hai? I will do work. I will get result. I will offer some result to Lord and I will enjoy some. This is called Sakama Karma Yoga. Sakam Karma Yoga. And the other is Nishkam Karma Yoga. I will do everything, but I will offer all the results to the Lord. Now here is, simply think like this. Thoda sochi ek minute ke liye. If you are working for, like you are working in some company, they are giving you some salary. They are giving you, say, 50,000, they must be earning 1 lakh by your work. Then they are giving 50,000. Is it natural or not? How can they give from their pocket? It means you are working, what you are earning, some you are giving to your boss by your hard work and some you are enjoying. Is it right? That is called Sakam Karma Yoga. You work for Krishna, something you offer to Krishna as a result and some you enjoy. Nishkama Karma Yoga. Nishkama Karma Yoga is very near to bhakti. There is only one difference. But before I am going into that, I will just tell you, if you are working somebody and you think by your work you are giving something to that person, then what will be next question in your mind? जिसको मेरी कमाई का हिस्सा दे रहा हूं या जिसके लिए मैं काम कर रहा हूं उसके बारे में जानकारी तो प्राप्त करूं, है कौन? It's a natural inquest. One will naturally inquire, I am working for whom? किसके लिए काम कर रहा हूं? इसकी कंपनी कितनी बड़ी है? कहां कहां ऑफिसेज है? It's natural or not? जिसके लिए काम करते हो उसके बारे में यू वॉन्ट टू नो अबाउट हिम और नॉट? यस। सो कर्म योग स्टेप बाय स्टेप एंटर्स इनटू ज्ञान योग। देन यू आर वर्किंग गिविंग सम रिजल्ट्स टू कृष्णा, देन यू वॉन्ट टू नो अबाउट कृष्णा। व्हेन नॉलेज एंड रिनन्सिएशन इज एडेड टू कर्म योग, देन इट बिकम्स ज्ञान योग। नाउ यू वॉन्ट टू नो फॉर हुम यू आर वर्किंग। Now you know everything about your boss, about his enterprise, about his business, about his offices. What is the next thing come in your mind? Can I see who is my boss? Is it natural or not? I am working for 20 years, I have never seen. I know the people, they have never seen their boss. They are working, but never saw their boss. One person is a manager in a big mall. He said, only twice in my life I met my boss. So what is the next in question is? I want to see for whom I am working. I knew who he is. His company is very, very pucker, bona fide. He is going to give me salary till I work for him. So he is never going to be in a deficit. I will never suffer here, but I want to see him. When there is a desire to see the Supreme Lord for whom we are working and to whom we are trying to know, then from Jnana Yoga it becomes Dhyana Yoga. So Dhyana is higher than Jnana. Then it is Dhyana Yoga. What is in Dhyana Yoga? Tadgatena mansa paschanti yam yoginah. This yogi, they meditate and see the Lord within the heart. Now you have seen your boss. He appeared in the office. Oh, he's our boss. 6 feet, nice, beautiful, white coat, pant, everything you have seen. You saw everything in the boss. Then you see, oh, somebody was shaking hand with him. Somebody was sitting with him on the table. And they were eating together. What will be next desire in your heart? If I can shake hand with my boss, if I can sit with him on the table and eat some, is it natural or not? Aise hoga ki nahi hoga? So in Dhyana Yoga, when we see Lord, we see the devotees serving Lord, enjoying with Lord, playing with Lord, then the desire will be, how can I develop relationship with Supreme Lord? That is called Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is to establish relationship with Supreme Lord. This is called gradual process. Karma Kand, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, and then Bhakti Yoga. But there is an express way. You know, sometimes in some big buildings there is a one lift which goes floor by floor. But there's one lift which goes directly to the 12th floor with non-stop. We have this technology. So, from any stage, even from animalistic stage, if fortunately we get association of some sadhu, and we take to the process of Bhakti Yoga directly, then we can bypass all these stages. Like Jnana Yoga, it can only be practiced by Brahmins. When we take birth as a Brahmin, I mean, birth as a Brahmin means we live with the Brahmins, association of the Brahmin, then we can have Jnana of the Vedas. We cannot have a Jnana of the Vedas otherwise. So it means this process will take many lifetimes. But Bhakti Yoga, you give up everything. This Karam Phal Tyagas is Mai Sanyasya. Yetu Sarvani Karmani Mai Sanyasya. That is Karam Phal Tyaga. This is the highest number one. This is number one, which Krishna spoke number one. Mai Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya. There is this Karam Phal Tyaga. It's not that other karma. So, Prabhupada writes in purport, there are two processes. One is step by step process, and other process is spontaneous, natural. So, Krishna is speaking here, how can we directly take to the Bhakti Yoga? Like, we are not doing any meditation. Hum dhyan nahin karte. We are not doing the meditation the way the yogis are doing. We are not studying the Shastra as Jnanis are doing by Vyakaran and one other grammar. We are not doing it. But still, simply by chanting Hare Krishna and doing the devotional service, we are feeling anantram, shantim anantram, the peace, long-lasting peace by this simple process. Even devotees don't know how to pronounce the verse properly. But still, they are doing some wonderful things, making some beautiful temples they build. they establish, they print so many books to be received all over the world, but they are not big scholars, they are not jnanis, they are not dhyanis, but they have done karma phal tyaga only. So this last verse is actually saying you can take to the devotional service directly without undergoing the process of one stage, second stage, third stage. Actually, yoga ladder means karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga. Yoga is only one. But these are the different stages on the ladder of the yoga. To understand it is like that, the building is five story. The staircase is called yoga. The name of the staircase is yoga. Anybody who is at second floor is called karma yoga. Anybody who is at third floor is jnana yoga. The one who is fourth floor is dhyana yoga. And one who reaches to the top floor is bhakti yoga. So yoga is one thing. But these different stages are called by different names. So it's called same stair with different platforms. But same building has a lift. You can go without stopping at any floor and directly to the top. That is taking directly to the bhakti yoga. That's what in this verse Prabhupada writes. As mentioned in the previous verses, there are two kinds of devotional service, the ways of regulative principle and the ways of full attachment in love to the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. That's called Raga Anuga Bhakti, and the first one is called Vaidhi Bhakti. The two, there's a regulative principle and a spontaneous love. For those who are actually not able to follow the principle of Krishna consciousness, it is better to cultivate knowledge. For them it is better to cultivate knowledge. Because by knowledge one can be able to understand his real position. So what is jnana? What is knowledge? Krishna Prabhupada writes, jnana means to know soul, super soul, prakriti, and their relationship is called jnana. To know atma, Bhagavan, prakriti, and their relationship is called jnana. To know the soul is different from the body, and soul belongs to the Supreme Lord, is knowledge. That's called jnana. His real position means he knows that I belong to Supreme Lord Krishna, not to this material world in relation. That's called jnana. But there's another type of jnana in a different chapters. The jnana has a different meaning. This is the meaning of the jnana in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But the meaning of the jnana is different in different chapter. Raja Vidya, Raja Goyam. There is also jnana. It's the most confidence and knowledge. But where the meaning of knowledge is different. So Krishna, so Srila Prabhupada writes, gradually knowledge will develop to the point of meditation. By meditation, one can be able to understand the Supreme Personality of the Godhead by a gradual process. There are processes which make one understand that one himself is supreme. Now Prabhupada is, for yogis sometimes they think, they see within themselves some light, they think, oh, I am supreme. So many people are misguided, thinking themselves supreme. That's what Prabhupada is pointing out. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse which says, Ektvena pratiktvena bahudha vishvato mukham. There are three types of people who do meditation. What is the first? Ektvena, they think I am God. There is no difference between me and God. Ektvena, bahudha vishvato, bahudha. And the other said, everybody is God. Not only I am God, all the demigods are also God. There is no difference. They said, there's a polymorph. This is a polymorphism, what is called, everybody is God. Polytheism. And then third, they say, Vishvato Mukham, the Vishwarup is God. The universal form of the God. And then, it is the 15th verse of the 9th chapter, I think. So Srila Prabhupada writes in purport, out of these three, those they think I am God, those they think every demigod is a God, there are one, there is no difference. And those who think that universal form of the God, out of these three, number three, those who believe in a universal form, they are best. Those who think we are God are number three in this category. But they are such spiritualists existing. Therefore, Prabhupada is writing, there are people that think we are supreme. So we are supreme. There are processes by which made one understand that one himself is the supreme. And that sort of meditation is preferred if one is unable to engage in devotional service. This purport is quite mysterious. What Prabhupada is writing, if you are not able to do devotional service by chanting Hare Krishna, it is better you do the meditation and think that you are God. And who are doing this type of thing? Jnanis, this is Jnanis Marg. The Jnanis, by speculation, they think they are God. And they do this meditation. But the only good thing about them is mostly they are in renounce order. So at least they give up the sense gratification. They give up all sense gratification. Therefore they are here considered in the pages of Bhagavad Gita because of their renunciation. So, Srila Prabhupada, if they are not able to practice devotional service, they can do this type of meditation. If one is not able to meditate in such a way, then there are prescribed duties as mentioned in Vedic literature for the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Shudra. That is called, then you do your karma, swadharma. Swadharma, duty according to your own varna, which we shall find in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, what are their duties? Simply you should work according to varna ashram, because Vishnu Puran says by working in varna ashram gradually everybody will progress on a spiritual path. But in all cases one should give up the results of the labor. This means to imply the results of the karma for some good cause. That's called karmaphala tyagas. There were a disciple and guru, both were going, ja rahe the kahin, time ho gaya. I don't have glasses, I'm going slow to read purport. It may take 5 more minutes to finish. Is it okay? Guru or Shish dono ja rahe the. Guru ji ko dakshina mili thi kahin se sone ka sikka. He got a golden coin as a dakshina. So he was keeping in his dhoti, tucked somewhere. Shish ko Guru ji kata, jaldi chalo. शहर में रहेंगे, we will stay only in city, not in jungle. शिष्य बोलता है हमेशा जंगल में रहता था बाबा, कभी शहर जाता नहीं, आज जंगल शहर में क्यों जाना? Why you want to go to the city? Why is not sleeping under the tree? शिष्य was intelligent, he thought, Guru, what is the problem? Let me see. So on that day they stayed in the city. Next day again they were going. He said, let's go to the next. शिष्य understood, the disciple understood that he has something which is pressing him to not stay in jungle. So, जब स्नान करने गया, गुरु went to take bath, he found out the golden coin. So, he took that coin up from there, he put some same size, some other material in that pocket. And on the way, when Guruji was saying, we should go to the some city, we cannot stay here. He said, there's no need to go to the city. You look what you have, golden coin, it is just a stone, any. It's not more gold. And he looked, he said, stone. He said, no, now we can sleep here, there's no problem. So as long as we have something as a result we are keeping, we can never be peaceful. So karam phala tyagam, you give it up, then you will be peaceful. You will be free. That's what the whole purpose is. Don't keep anything with you. If There are people, they are sleeping on the road. You have seen people in India, they are sleeping on the road. And they are, truck is going with a full speed. All sound and noise is still there, it's full sleep. Sound sleep. Why? Because there is nothing in their pocket. If you have 10 rupees in the pocket, you will sleep with a hand over your pocket. And many times you will see whether it is there or not. If you have more than 100 rupees, then definitely you will never sleep in the street. You will find out some cheap room of worth 20 rupees. And you have 1,000 rupees, then you will try to find out your own room and lock. Lock means no trust. The day lock is invented, people have lost the trust on one another. And I am surprised when I see the big lock on a hundi in front of the Lord. The big lock on the hundi in front of the Lord. Bhagwan ka paisa bhi log le jate hai. और वो समझते ये तो पूछने वाला नहीं है, ये तो सबसे अच्छा है, इसका ही माल लेना चाहिए. अमेजिंग. मुझे लगता है कितना हमारा फेथ, कितना गिरावट आ गई है हमारे में. आओ, पहले आदमी किसी की चीज को नहीं छूता था, अब तो भगवान की चीज तो मिल जाए तो किसी और की को हाथ नहीं लगाना है. So let us finish this purport. Some good cause. Purport does not say directly to give to the God, but some good cause. In summary, to reach the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, the highest goal, there are two processes. One process is by gradual development, and the other process is direct. Devotional service in Krishna consciousness is the direct method, and the other methods involves renouncing the fruits of one's actions. But what is the meaning? In devotional service, we don't keep anything, so what to renounce? We have renounced ourselves. We have given ourselves to God. What else we should renounce? एक आदमी गया था पंडित जी के पास. बोला, पंडित जी मेरे ग्रह देखो कैसे हैं. एस्ट्रोलॉजी में पंडित जी ने कहा, तुम्हारे ऊपर शनि की दशा है. शनि 7.5 साल का. बोला, क्या करना पड़ेगा? बोला, पूजा करानी पड़ेगी 500 दिनार की. हाँ, 500 दिनार तो नहीं है. बोला, 250 दिनार की पूजा कर सकते हैं. बोला, 250 नहीं है. बोला, 125. बोला, नहीं है. बोला, 51 की पूजा कर सकते हो. 51 नहीं है. सॉरी, 11 नहीं है महाराज. 5 रुपया है. सारी महाराज. बोला, तुम जाओ, तुम्हारा छनी करेगा क्या? तुम्हारे पास 5 रुपया नहीं है तो तुम्हारा शरीर क्या बिगाड़ेगा? जाओ, मौज करो. तो भगत के पास है ही नहीं, करेगा उसका क्या करेगा? मौज करेगा. Others, because they keep, they have to renounce. नहीं है तो क्या कहेंगे? कुछ भी नहीं है. Always free, no problem. That is the meaning. We have given ourselves. Completely given ourselves to the Lord. So there is no need of renouncing any. We don't have any fruits. That's what the meaning. Others has to give their fruits, and then the one can come to the stage of knowledge, then to the stage of meditation, and then to the stage of understanding the Supreme, and then to the stage of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Super soul, and then the stage of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Paramatma realization, then Bhagavan realization. One may take either the step-by-step process or the direct path. The direct process is not possible for everyone. That's what Prabhupada said. Don't expect everybody will come in the temple. Those who are walking on the streets. Sab log nahi aaye. Manushyanam, this is Bhagavad Gita. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhe yatatam visiddhanam kaschan mam veti tatvata. सो में सूझता नहीं है, हजार में होता नहीं है, लाख में लभता नहीं है, करोड़ में कोई एक. दैट इज द कैलकुलेशन. थाउजेंड्स में हमें सो में सूझता ही नहीं है. सूझता का मतलब दिखता नहीं, सो में कोई नहीं होता, हजार में होता ही नहीं है. हम मंगे 1000, देयर इज नो वन. मनुष्यानाम सहस आउट ऑफ थाउजेंड्स दोज वर ऑन राइट पाथ एटलीस्ट. मनुष्यानाम सहस कश्चित यतति सिद्धये. आई ट्रांसलेट सीधे मीन सीधे रास्ते पे है. कम से कम हजारों में जो एक सीधे रास्ते पे है. सीधे रास्ते में एटलीस्ट ही नोज दैट आई एम स्पिरिट सोल, दैट देयर इज गॉड, इज कंसिडर्ड सीधे रास्ते पे. ऐसे हजार सीधे रास्ते वाले उनमें से कोई एक होता है जो कृष्ण को मानता है. चेतन चरित में लिखा है मुक्ता नाम सिद्धा नाम, हजारों मुक्त होते हैं उनमें से कोई एक ज्ञानी, हजार ज्ञानों में से कोई एक सिद्ध होता है, ऐसे हजारों में सिद्धों में से कोई एक भगवान का भक्त होता है. सो प्रभुपाद सेज डोंट थिंक एवरीबडी विल टेक डायरेक्ट प्रोसेस. सो कभी कभी हमको बहुत दुख होता है, अरे वो इतने दिन हमारे पास आता था अब वहां चला गया. डोंट वरी बट दिस पर्पस इज जस्ट यू फोकस ऑन योर ओन प्रैक्टिस एंड गिव अपॉर्चुनिटी टू एवरीबडी. बट यू कैन नॉट, यू शुड नॉट बी वेरी मच upset if somebody takes to some other process. This is what, no, everybody cannot take to this process. It's not for everybody. Therefore, the indirect process is also good. It is, however, to be understood that the indirect process is not recommended for Arjuna because he is already at the stage of loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. There is no need for Arjuna to go for Gyan, Dhyan or anything else. He is already devotee. It is for others who are not at this stage, for then the gradual process of renunciation, knowledge and meditation and realization of the Super Soul and Brahman should be followed. But as far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, it is the direct method that is stressed. Every one is advised to take to the direct method and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Krishna. Here ends the purport to this verse. So which process we should take, direct or indirect?
Direct.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for selecting direct practice. Direct process, so chant Hare Krishna and be happy by taking prasad immediately. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Boliye, boliye. Hare Krishna.